Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into ShipRocket's IPO surge signals strong investor appetite for Indian logistics tech. Daily Brief, 20th of August, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things jumped out at me this morning. Stripe dropping $8 billion on an AI marketplace, ShipRocket's absolutely wild IPO debut, and a Meta engineer blowing the whistle on Instagram's approach to kids. Mira, where do we start?
Start with the IPO, because it tells us something about where Indian SaaS is actually headed right now.
ShipRocket, 99.38 times oversubscribed. That number stopped me cold.
It should. The IPO was 1,617 crore open August 12th to 14th, and it listed at a 35% premium. That's not retail enthusiasm. That's institutional conviction in vertical SaaS tied to India's D2C boom.
Break that down. What's the builder takeaway here, not just the investor takeaway?
The signal is that logistics SaaS, software that sits on top of physical fulfillment, is now a public market-ready category in India. ShipRocket on the back of lax-scale D2C sellers who needed tools, not just trucks. That's the unit economics story the market just rewarded.
So it's not a logistics company that happened to have software. It's a software company that happens to move things.
Exactly. And if you're building vertical SaaS for any sector, agriculture, construction, healthcare supply chains, this listing is your proof of concept for the investor conversation.
All right, Stripe acquiring OpenRouter for slightly more than $8 billion per Reuters. That's a payments company buying an AI model marketplace. First reaction?
My first reaction was, this is Stripe saying the checkout flow is dead as a static experience. OpenRouter is where developers route between different AI models. Stripe wants to own that layer inside commerce.
Agent-native commerce. Explain that for someone building in India right now.
Think about an AI agent that books a trip, compares prices, applies a coupon, and pays without a human touching a checkout page. Stripe wants to be the rails underneath that entire flow. If they bundle OpenRouter's model routing into Stripe's payment APIs, suddenly every Indian SaaS company building on Stripe has AI infrastructure baked in.
And $8 billion for that layer tells you how seriously they're pricing that future.
It does. For Indian fintech builders, the question isn't whether to add AI to your product, it's whether your product survives when the payment infrastructure itself becomes intelligent.
Now here's a connection I want to make. ShipRocket and Stripe. Two very different stories, but I'm seeing the same pattern.
Say it.
Both are platforms that started with a core transaction. Ship a package, process a payment, and then they built an intelligence layer on top. ShipRocket built tools for D2C sellers. Stripe is buying AI model routing. The platform that owns the intelligence layer above the transaction is the one that wins.
That's the pattern. Infrastructure is table stakes. The moat is in the decision-making layer above it. And that connects directly to our EV story today. Your story flagged that India's EV vehicles are recording location, charge level, battery activity, idle periods, all of it. But raw data collection is worthless without a connected decision layer.
Right. The headline is basically, we have all this data and we're doing nothing smart with it.
The opportunity is predictive analytics, fleet optimization, real-time vehicle health. Any mobility tech builder sitting on EV data right now and not building that intelligence layer is essentially Stripe before the OpenRouter acquisition.
Okay. Let's talk about the Meta story because it's uncomfortable and important. Former Meta engineer Arturo Bahar testified in a landmark trial that Instagram used a deliberate, his words, don't ask, don't tell approach toward users under 13.
This is a product design indictment, not just a policy one. Bahar's allegation is that Meta knew underage users were on the platform, chose not to verify, and optimized for engagement anyway.
And for consumer app builders in India, the instinct might be, that's an American courtroom, not my problem.
That instinct is wrong. India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act is operationalizing right now. The moment you have any feature that could reach users under 18, games, social feeds, edutainment, you need verifiable consent mechanisms, not just a checkbox that says, I am 13 or older.
The gap between stated policy and actual user behavior. That's the thing that's going to burn people.
And that gap is exactly what Bahar is describing. Your privacy policy can say one thing, your recommendation algorithm can do another. Regulators and courts are now looking at the delta between those two.
Let's get to Butterfly Learnings. 65 Crore, led by Inflexor Ventures for autism screening and neurodivergent care. This one felt different to me.
65 Crore, which is $7.7 million, and the specific call-out is their proprietary early autism screening solution. That's not a generic health tech story. That's institutional capital going into a very specific diagnostic category.
Why does that matter for builders? It's a niche, right?
It's only niche until payers start reimbursing it. The signal here is that outcome-driven interventions that start early, screening at age 2 versus diagnosis at age 7, have a measurable ROI that both parents and eventually insurers will fund. If you're building in therapeutic edtech, behavioral health, or special needs platforms, this round is your market signal.
And there's a data play here too, isn't there? Screening data, behavior tracking data over time.
Longitudinal outcome data in neurodivergent care is extraordinarily scarce and extraordinarily valuable. Any builder who can attach a robust measurement layer to their intervention, not just we ran sessions, but here's the developmental progress at 6-month intervals, that's what commands institutional capital right now.
Quick pivot to space, because this one is genuinely fascinating and a bit heartbreaking. NASA's Swift Telescope Rescue Mission, Catalyst's Link spacecraft, launched in July to grab the telescope and push it from 347 kilometers up to 600 kilometers to extend its life. Failed.
And the lesson for deep tech builders is not space is hard, move on. The lesson is that in-orbit servicing has a validation cost that is categorically different from anything ground-based. Autonomous docking sounds solved on paper. In practice, the failure modes are brutal and irreversible.
Longer timelines, higher validation costs. Build that into your fundraising narrative if you're in space infrastructure.
And your investor expectations. Don't benchmark against software milestone timelines. This is a different clock entirely.
All right, rapid fire. Let's move through the rest. What else happened today?
Also today, Butterfly Learnings got coverage across both Your Story and Inc42 for the same 65 crore Inflexor round, which tells you the health tech beat is watching this space very closely right now.
And the meta testimony is also drawing attention from an insurtech and data compliance angle. If you're a platform collecting behavioral data at scale, the Bijar testimony is your regulatory preview. Consent and transparency aren't optional extras anymore.
The framing I'd use, if your data collection practices couldn't survive a courtroom, they won't survive the DPDP enforcement wave either.
So what's the one thing someone building in India should actually do today, walking away from this episode?
Map your product against two axes. Where does your intelligence layer sit relative to your transaction layer? And where does your data collection sit relative to your consent mechanism? If the intelligence layer is thin and the consent mechanism is thinner, those are your two highest leverage fixes before your next funding conversation. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.